Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another special guest for you. We have Jonathan Littman. Now, Jonathan collaborated with IDEO on the bestseller books, The Art of Innovation and The 10 Faces of Innovation. Now, there was more than 650,000 copies sold worldwide in 12 languages. He's also the author of 10 books. Five of his works have been optioned for films. And he's also the award-winning journalism that has appeared in places like Playboy, the LA Times, and Forbes. And again, I think this is going to be a great conversation because we talked about this before, but it's going to be a very fluid conversation about social impact. So, Jonathan, I just want to start this podcast off by saying a big thank you for being with me here today.
Well, Avery, thanks. I'm really looking forward to the chat.
So let's jump into the first question. I've kind of set a high level of who you are, but I want you to explain more about who you are really, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Yeah, I'm lucky to have had an interesting career. I started out really as a journalist, a lot in tech, and I stumbled onto a couple of big books. Computer hackers, really notorious ones. And actually, I did two of these big true crime stories in a row. So I spent about 5 years talking to hackers on the run. They usually call me about 2 a.m, sometimes 2 to dawn, running from the FBI. It was a real adventure doing those two books. And then I did a few different things, and this strangely led to IDEO. Actually, IDEO was this amazing sort of design strategy firm, and they do a lot in the social world. You may know of IDEO.org. They really pioneered design thinking. In Palo Alto is their original office. So I actually kind of went from two books about crazy criminals to two really books about being creative and being collaborative. This changed who I was. I had really been an author and a writer, and now I started to see the value in teaming with others and collaborating, and led to another shift for me. So I started to do workshops for entrepreneurs and students who were coming to San Francisco. There's this big move starting about 10 years ago with the world coming to our entrepreneurial center here. And interestingly, I worked a lot with people from Europe and China. It was almost always foreign. The same time I discovered I loved to teach. And this was, I think, where I really started to really enjoy giving back. And I taught at a business school in San Francisco and at University of San Francisco itself, and came up with my own class, you know, sort of an own design around creativity and innovation. And I began to mentor entrepreneurs. And this led to the next shift where I met my current co-author, Susanna Camp. And we wanted to create a new model, sort of a more inclusive model to help young and aspiring entrepreneurs. And that led us to this new book we're really excited about, The Entrepreneur's Faces.
So you went through quite drastic changes, right? Before you were doing investigative journalism, and then now you're teaching entrepreneurs, you know, how to start businesses and learn their own archetype. How has that journey been, and where you are now? Do you feel like your journey has let you come to a point where you're building a positive impact in the world?
It's a great question. I was classically first a journalist, as you mentioned, you know, investigative journalist and an author. So, you know, I've written, you know, 10 books now. Authors, you know, I admire authors. I'm an author, but I think I discovered something new from IDEO because it is purely a collaborative way of creating products and services and working on social programs. So I changed. So I was no longer sort of the solo, you know, author, solo journalist. And I find that really rewarding. And I also, you know, I'm a few years older, and it was really exciting to be teaching, you know, 22-year-olds and 25-year-olds, who, of course, have, you know, have jumped in to the new technology and are trying new things. And Susanna and I, actually Susanna Camp, my co-author, we decided, well, San Francisco wasn't enough. You know, why don't we see the rest of the world? So we actually set off on three different journeys to Europe, 14 different countries. And interesting, we found many more actually social entrepreneurs in many countries there. We spent a lot of time in Portugal. The government has a lot of programs there, embracing social entrepreneurship. And we got to see sort of more of the whole rainbow of entrepreneurship and social entrepreneurship by getting outside of the San Francisco bubble.
So I kind of want to expand on that question only because you've seen more social entrepreneurs in the world. You're seeing social impact being created across the world. What does that feel like to you? Why is that so important to see outside of the San Francisco bubble that social entrepreneurship is happening?
Well, I think we just have to look around today. I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We know the world has just shifted dramatically. And it's clear in the US that our government is failing us. Companies are failing us. If you go to Europe, they are much better supported. In Portugal, for instance, you probably remember there was a crisis in Italy first, right, in Europe with the virus. Well, Portugal is very close to Italy and Spain, and it's a smaller country. They don't have a lot of money, but instantly they had this sort of spontaneous social response where 5,000 entrepreneurs and small business people came together over the net and started to create PPE, started to create all sorts of resources for doctors. And they had about 300 projects that came together in the first months. None of this was started by the government, right? This was all started because there was a social foundation there before. And obviously they came together as a country. And I think I'd like to see more of that here. You know, I'm a Californian. I'd like to see more of that here in San Francisco. And frankly, you know, we don't really need more, you know, billionaires and more 100 billionaires. We need really a more diverse economic model and more opportunity for more people.
So to ask this question then, just because, you know, I think we've both realized and explained that social entrepreneurship and social impact is such an important thing to build in the world. But why do you believe that it's an important part of business? Why is it so much more important than, you know, the next billionaire, the next 100 billionaire? Why social impact?
Well, you know, there's a couple things. When we went on this trip, we decided we wanted to understand entrepreneurs. And that's when we sort of stumbled into this idea. There's more than one kind of entrepreneur, right? And as we went through, we found 10 people to write our book about. One of those types is literally the social entrepreneur. We call them the guardian, this type. We met this amazing woman in Estonia. Estonia, for your listeners, is this tiny, incredibly high-tech country of just 1.3 million people. And this young woman, Karoli Hendricks, already had a successful career, actually, in media, but she wanted something more. And what she really wanted was to give back. And she kind of realized that after a early TV career and a lot of success. And she went to Singularity. I'm sure your listeners are quite familiar. She got into the Singularity program here in Silicon Valley. And she had this inspiration while running around the Google campus that, you know, it's not fair. There should be these kind of opportunities in Estonia, in Europe, in Asia. And she created this company called Jobbatical, which essentially makes it much easier for companies to hire people and get visas and simplifies the whole process for international work so that you or I could work in Malaysia and Malaysians could work in Europe, and to sort of take down these artificial barriers that really have, you know, been blocks to creativity and opportunity. And we were really inspired by Karoli, and we were inspired by actually another guy we met, actually also in Europe, who we call the evangelist. And we really think from the social perspective, if you're a social entrepreneur, you need this evangelist type on your team. We met this man, completely different character. He was actually in his 50s at a Web Summit. You may have heard of it. They usually have like 90,000 people to this tech conference in Portugal. And he had an idea that he'd started to work on for this tiny sort of mobile mini refrigerator for medication. And it turns out something like 30% of the new medications today that people need to, you know, to live and thrive require to be refrigerated, which isn't so good if you have to travel or if you have to go to an office or be out for a while. And he came up with this design, and then he decided to enter the contest at the Web Summit conference. Well, there were 1,200 people pitching, and almost all of them were about 30 years younger than he was. And he got to the final round. He met Al Gore, who was speaking, and Al Gore wished him luck. And Uwe Deagle won, you know, this 52-year-old. And it's an incredible company. And this small, quite reasonable product is allowing, you know, diabetics and people with Crohn's disease and all kinds of disease to have, you know, a better life. And frankly, those kind of people that we met and we decided they deserve types inspire us.
Wow. Yeah, that's an incredible story. I think you also kind of, you know, hit it on the head that it doesn't matter what age you are. Social entrepreneurship and social impact is a human trait, right? You can be 25, you can be 52. Depends on if you embrace what it means to build an impact in the world.
It's true. And actually, there's some stereotypes. There obviously are huge success stories from, you know, 20 to 35-year-old entrepreneurs. But actually, for the more common startup, the more common company, it's actually better to be in your 40s or 50s or so. The math works better that way because you may have more funding, you may have more experience. And actually, I think it skews even more that way with social, because you may have had success in a great corporate job and you've done well and you want to give back and you have a network, right? We have another type we call the conductor. And the conductor is the type that wants to build a platform. And they really understand working with their network. And of course, there's a famous, you know, conductor style company is Salesforce, which actually happens to have a very big social impact program and a lot of philanthropy coming from the company.
So to kind of encapsulate our conversation, I want to ask the last question now. And the last question I have for you is, what is your advice for people listening today to build their own impact in the world?
For me, you know, I've done 10 books. I had a great experience on almost all of them. The IDEO experience was amazing, but I've actually seen an evolution because IDEO started as a product company, then it was really around services. And I came after doing those books and a couple others that I wanted to sort of explore my own thing. And that's what I did with Susanna, with The Entrepreneur's Faces. And we realized that the real product today is you, and that there's so much potential if you find, you know, what inspires you. I think you've talked to Susanna, and she is a completely different type than I am. She's the maker, she's the prototyper. And I've come to realize I'm this type we call the athlete. I actually was an elite athlete in college, but the athlete as an entrepreneur or someone in social impact is the person who just loves the challenge and the competition and you know, things that might surprise others or put them off their game. We feel this is just what makes it exciting. And as I said, we have 10 types. We actually, at the entrepreneursfaces.com, we actually have this incredible quiz that Susanna created, and you can start to get a sense of who you are. But as I meet entrepreneurs and I mentor entrepreneurs, I'm mentoring, you know, an entrepreneur in Lisbon, Portugal right now, and it's been really helpful for him to realize, you know, what type he is and what types he needs to hire and to build his young company around. And I think this gives us sort of a North Star and a sort of where you can set your sail and where you're going to catch the wind, hopefully.
So I want to just end this podcast by saying what I said before, which is a big thank you for being with me here today. Jonathan, you have so much experience. You know, you're an author of 10 books, but you've also built this journey of helping others. And I'm excited to see where that continues. And I know you've made an impact on the world. So again, I just want to say thank you for being with me here today.
It's been a great experience, Avery. Thanks for the wonderful questions.